ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೀ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೀ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೀ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ 9th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 20 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 34 ತಸ್ಯಾಸೈದರ್ಭ್ಯೋಸ್ತೀಸ್ರ ಸುಸಮ್ಮತ ಜಗ್ನುಸ್ತ್ಯಾಗ ಭಯ ಪುತ್ರ ನಾನುರೂಪ ಇತಿ ರೀತಿ ತಸ್ಯಾಸನ್ ರೂಪವೈದರ್ಭ್ಯ ಅತ್ನಸ್ತಿಸ್ರ ಸುಸಮ್ಮತ ಜಗ್ನುಸ್ತ್ಯಾಗ ಭಯಾತ್ ಪುತ್ರ ನಾನುರೂಪ ಇತಿ ರೀತಿ ತಸ್ಯೈವಂ ವಿತಥೇ ವಂಶೇ ತದರ್ಥಂ ಜಗತ ಸೂತಂ ಮರುಸ್ತೋಮೇನ ಮರುತೋ ಭರದ್ವಾಜಂ ಉಪಾದದುಃ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟ್ ಟು ಪೊಸೆಸ್ ಫ್ರಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಸಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮರುಸ್ತೋಮ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಎ ಸನ್. ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಮರುತಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದೆನ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಎ ಸನ್ named Bharadwaja. When the demigod named Brihaspati was attracted by his brother's wife Mamata, who at that time was pregnant, he desired to have sexual relations with her. The son within her womb forbid this, but Brihaspati cursed him and forcibly discharged semen into the womb of Mamata. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sex impulse is so strong in this material world that even Brihaspati, who is supposed to be the priest of the demigods and very learned scholar, wanted to have a sexual relationship with brother's pregnant wife. This can happen even in the society higher demigods. So what to speak of human society? The sex impulse is so strong that it can agitate even a learned personality like Brihaspati. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvasraya. This is manifestation of Krishna. Bani avatar of Krishna is Vibhu, is Supreme Lord. And as we take shelter of Krishna, we must take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is well-wishing friend. Srihudam Srabhudanam Bhagavata is also well-wishing. Madhika Bandhu. Sanatana Goswami said, Madhika Bandhu, Bhagavata is my friend. Well-wishing friend, greet your friend. What if Bhagavata says? You should understand it and take lessons from it. Then your really achieved human birth will be successful. That's it. Perfection in really achieved human birth. Unless you take lessons, unless you understand it, unless you realize it, convinced fully, practice it in your life and get the mercy of Srimad Bhagavata. Bhakta Bhagavata and Grantha Bhagavata, they get the mercy of Book Bhagavata and Devotee Bhagavata, your life cannot be successful. For so many, this is most important. This sex impulse, very strong. How to tolerate it and who can tolerate it? Many places in Srimad Bhagavata, many places this topic has been discussed. Because very important topic. Seventh canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahajan Prahlad. Prahlad is one of the 12 Mahajanas. Mahajana ji kaya satyamani. What Mahajan says, that is truth. You one should accept what Mahajan says. The Prahlad Maharaj statement is there. 7-9-45 verse. ಜನ್ಮೈಥುನಾದಿ ಗೃಹಮೇದಿ ಸುಖಂ ಹಿ ತುಚ್ಛಂ ಕಂಡು ಏನೇನ್ ಕರೋಯರ್ ಇವ ದುಃಖ ದುಃಖಂ ತೃಪ್ಯಂತಿ ನೇಹ ಕೃಪಣ ಬಹು ದುಃಖ ಬಾಜ ಕಂಡು ದಿ ಮನ ಮನಸೀಜಂ ವಿಸಹಿತ ಧೀರ. ಎಸ್,
ಸೆಕ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ರಬ್ಬಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ರಿಲೀವ್ ಅನ್ ಇಚ್.
ಯೆಸ್,
ಗೃಹಮೇದಿಸ್ so called grahastas who have no spiritual knowledge think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness.
Yeah, very pleasant, isn't it? Itching, oh nice, very nice. Huh? Itching is beginning very nice. Yes. Then when it becomes big boils come out, so much pain it gives. That says.
Although actually it is a source of distress.
Yes.
The creepiness, the fools who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment.
Though they get so much distress because of this sex engagement, too much sex enjoyment, till they are not satisfied at all. They are not satisfied. Though they get so much distress. Because this sex urge, this impulse is so strong, it's very difficult to tolerate.
Those who are dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals.
Yes. Here this verse says, who can tolerate this? A very strong impulse, you see. Sex impulse so strong in the material world. Who can tolerate this verse? What says? O Lord, those who are one who is very dear devotee of yours. Isn't it? What says? Dhira, sober. Who is dhira? Who is not undisturbed? Is not disturbed. Who is a dear devotee of love? Do you understand? Krupana bahudukha bhajo kanduti vana manasijo visahito dhira. Who is dhira? Who is undisturbed, sober devotee? Who is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna? Whose mind is fixed? Do you understand? Lotus feet of Krishna, who is a pure devotee, who has developed Krishna prema, whose object of love is Krishna, whose attraction is only Krishna. Krishna is the only attraction, all beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate. He is undisturbed. He is sober. He is sober. He is undisturbed. Only he can tolerate. Others cannot tolerate. Because this impulse is very strong. What to speak of others, such a learned scholar, Devaguru, spiritual master of the demigods, Brihaspati. He couldn't. He cannot. What to speak of? Premji. And so many Premjis like that here. What to speak of this? That's a fact. This is the only means how one can tolerate it. To develop pure devotion towards the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is the only attraction. All attractive, all beautiful is Krishna. One who can develop attraction towards beautiful Krishna, all mind and consciousness, heart will fix there the all attractive Krishna, beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate. Will never be attracted to ugly witch Maya. It's ugly witch Maya. Does any Maya has any beauty? Has Maya any beauty? Yes. To your eye, it is very beautiful, isn't it? Premji? Yeah. To eyes of Premji, Maya is very beautiful. Ugly witch Maya. Krishna is not beautiful. Is Krishna beautiful to your eyes? Krishna is not beautiful. He is all beautiful. It's all attractive. Kandarpakuti kamaniya visesa soham, whose beauty far excels that of crores of cupid. He doesn't appear beautiful to your eyes. So nasty eyes. Pluck it out. As Villomangal Thakur plucked out his eyes. Do that. Can you do? No, I can look at pornographic picture. Naked Western ladies. Yeah. they seem to be very beautiful to your eyes, isn't it? Premji. This is the only means. Do you understand? If you develop attraction to all beautiful Krishna, Krishna all attractive, all beautiful, nobody is as beautiful as Krishna, whose beauty far excels that cross of Kupit. Kupit is very beautiful. But Krishna is Vrindavana Prakrita Navina Madana. He is Navina, ever fresh and new, transcendental cupid in Vrindavana. Do you understand? Krishna is such cupid. Transcendental cupid. The material cupid is beautiful. But Krishna is transcendental cupid in Vrindavana, whose beauty, every moment, newer, 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 appears newer, newer, newer. Beautiful is Krishna. Do you understand? Whose beauty far excels that of cross of cupids. If someone is fortunate, do you understand? If someone is fortunate, who can develop attraction such beautiful Krishna, do you understand? His mind is fixed, his consciousness, heart, everything fixed at the lotus feet of beautiful Krishna, that means he develops pure devotion, prem bhakti. Only attraction is Krishna, object of love is Krishna. one develops such thing, only he can tolerate this very strong sexual urge, impulse. Otherwise, nobody can tolerate. You see, this is an incident here. Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master of the demigods in the high planetary system, the great learned person, he couldn't. What to speak of him? Yourself. This is the only means. In many places, Srimad Bhagavatam, this teaching has been given to us because this is the most important factor. We have got on this really achieved bhava, himan bhava, durlabha manusodhanava. You should understand. What is the purpose of this bhava? The purpose of this bhava is to develop Krishna bhakti, paramartha lava. Do you understand? Prema bhakti especially, because with bhakti only Krishna, you will get Krishna. Bhaktya manga bhijanati, bhaktya astung ekoyagrajya. Bhakti astu ananuyalabhya. In Gita and Bhagavata, repeatedly this has been said, only by bhakti you can approach Krishna. You can understand him, you can get him, ananya bhakti, anala devotion, prema bhakti. Do you understand? Preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. Krishna is the object of love, pure love. Do you understand? In material world there is no love. The perverted reflection of love that is lost is here. It's lost. Do you understand? No love is there. Do you understand? Only object of love is Krishna, nothing else. Preme Krishna vasa hai, preme tare bhaji. This really achieved human bhava is meant for getting Krishna prema. That is prayodana tattva, sadhya tattva, prema. Because that love, Krishna becomes submitted. Do you understand? And one should do Krishna bhajan with love. Surrender loving service. It's a loving service. Yes, you should render loving service. Unless Krishna becomes your object of love, how can you render loving service to him? One is fortunate, develops that Krishna prema, and is only attracted to beautiful Krishna. Only he can tolerate this very strong sexual urge. Otherwise, nobody. No, this verse says, kandudibana manasijam visayita dhira. Such a person is undisturbed. He never becomes agitated or disturbed in such situation. He is dhira, he is sober, undisturbed. Otherwise all are disturbed. Yes. Brihaspati became disturbed. What to speak of others? Higher planetary system, such a pandit, Lord Skala. Matra, susra, duhitra, va. Nabivikta sanu bhavet balavan indra gram vidvan sapikarsati. This verse is ninth canto, 19th chapter, 17th verse. Matra susra duhitra va nabivikta sanu bhavet balavan indra gram vidvan sapikarsati.
One should not sit on the same seat even with one's own mother, sister or daughter.
Yes.
The senses are so strong that even though one is very advanced in knowledge,
yes,
he may be attracted by sex.
Yes. So, very advanced in knowledge. And Brihaspati is pandit, learned scholar. He became attracted. So this is caution. Do you understand? This is caution. One should take caution. Very cautious. That's because senses are so strong, even some learned pandits are attracted. Kapiladeva says, third canto, you can find. Kapiladeva's instruction to his mother Devahuti, there he says, 31 chapter, third canto, 31 chapter, you see, बड़ो मे पश्यमायया स्त्रीमज्जा जैनो दीसां जा करोति पदक्रांतं भूमि भूमि जुम्मेण केवलम. You find out 38, text 38. बड़ो मे पश्यमायया स्त्रीमज्जा जैनो दीसां जा करोति पदक्रांतं भूमि जुम्मेण केवलम.
Just try to understand the mighty strength of my Maya in the shape of a woman.
Maya? My Maya in the shape of a woman. Yes. Yes.
By the mere movement of her eyebrows, can keep even the greatest conquerors of the world under her grip.
So, their weapon is there, here. Weapon is here. Eyebrows. Don't look at the face of a woman. Yes, the weapon. And this is bow. And this is the arrow. Satyam. Pierced. Finished. Very strong hero. Just one glance is enough. Woman's glance. Finished. He becomes down under his grip, under her grip. Yes. How she comes? Huh? Yeah. Therefore instruction Kapiladeva gives. Next verse. Sangam na kurjat. Pramadasudatu jogasya parang parangaru rukhyo matsevaya pratiladhatmanabho vadantijani reyadvarungasya.
For such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell for the advancing devotee.
So, you are opening your door towards hell. Premji, understand. So, instruction. Next verse says, how Maya approaches you, approaches one. Next verse says, Jopajati sanir maya josiddeva vinirmata tang ikhyatatma mrityum truni kupung ivabhritam. Yes.
The woman created by the Lord is a representation of Maya.
Maya.
And one who associates with such Maya by accepting services must certainly know that this is the way of death, just like a blind well covered with grass.
You understand? How she approaches? Jopajati sanamaya josit deva vinata tankhyatatmo mrityu truni kupo ivabhritam. Maya, that in the shape of a woman, how approaches? Premji, you are a very handsome person. You look very handsome. Yeah, everything is beautiful with you. Face is beautiful, your buttock is beautiful, arms are very long like snakes. I want to be embraced such snake-like arms of yours, isn't it? So she comes to me. In this way, approaches Premji. Premji, you seem to be very tired. Shall I make a nice bed for you? Lie down, relieve yourself. Do you understand? Just offering service, she comes. He says, Jopajati sanamaya josiddevam tang khyatatma muktum truni inkubam vivabhrutam. Approaches in this way. You seem to be very tired. Yes, you need rest. Shall I make bed for you? Nice bed. I know how to make nice bed for you. Yes, in this way she approaches in the name of rendering some service to you. Then you lie down. Your head make, your legs may be aching. Shall I massage? Yes, do it. In this way Maya approaches, Baba. Maya in this shape of woman approaches. Do you understand? Premji, this verse says, Kapiladeva says, so one who is intelligent, tang-khyat-atma-mrityum-truni-kubo-vibhavrutam, very intelligent, sadhaka, who is practicing sadhana-bhakti, one who is intelligent, she should understand this Maya is approaching. Do you understand? So she should not look at her. She should understand this is like a very deep blind well covered up with green grass. Yes. Tired traveler, traveling, came to a patch of land, very nice soft green grass is there. A soft, very like soft cushion. I'll sit down here. But a deep dark well there covered up with very green grass. Oh, very nice. Sit down. Boom, finished. So one should not, was intelligent sadhaka, should not look at such a woman. Should think this is a deep dark, blind, deep dark well covered up with green grass. Understand? No. Get away from here. That is what Kapradeva's, do you see? Kapradeva's instruction. And that we have quoted also from 9th canto, what Jadati Maharaj said. So many instructions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find many places. 11th canto also, there is, you'll find, 11th canto, 9th chapter, 10th chapter also, Krishna's instruction to Uddhava, 17th chapter, text 33, verses, Trinang nirikhana sparsa sangala pekyo pranadikam. Prani no mithuni bhuta na grosto agrastyajat. You have this Krishna's instruction to Uddhava. One who is not grosto, that means brahmachari, vanprasthi, sannyasi. For them it is instruction. They should not look at a woman. No? Should not look at a woman. Should not touch a woman. Should not talk with a woman. Should not cut any jokes with a woman. Brahmachari, vanprasthi, sannyasi. Even they should not look at other animals engaged in sexual activity. Dogs or hogs or bears or monkeys. Yes. Should not look at them. There's a strict instruction for brahmacharis, vanprasthis and sannyasi, except guhastas. Do you understand? So many instructions are there. So many instructions. Aranti api jatir manaha, even a jati, a muni. His mind becomes disturbed. Talks with a woman, looks at a woman, or touches and looks at two animals engaged in sexual activity. Instructions are there. Very strong attachment. Sexual attachment, sexual attraction is very strong attraction. Yes, very strong attraction. Prahlad Maharaj's instructions are there. 7-6, 7th canto, 6th chapter, so many verses, giving instruction to his demoniac boys, boyfriends, classmates, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kadham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam rusir ansamantran srutsuta sneho sita sijunam kalakhanam anurakta chitaha tejat kosaskrut ivehamano karmani lobhat abitrupta kamo upastha jeyam bahumanyamano kadham virajeti durantamoha. Yes, read. 11, 12, 13. All right.
How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association to such a dear and affectionate wife?
Affectionate wife, yes.
Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear.
Yes.
And their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words.
Yes.
How could he give up their association?
Association, yes.
One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm.
Silkworm, yes.
Which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue.
Genital and tongue, only attraction. Two important senses, yes.
One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape?
Yes. You understand? So many instructions are there. So, Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, so many there. It will take 7 days, 8 days if I speak on this topic. So many. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj offers prayer to Nrisimha Deva. Prahlad Maharaj's prayer is there. We must offer that prayer. Otherwise, how can we tolerate this very strong impulse? Then Nrisimha Deva said, as for the boon, what boon he asked? 7th canto, 10th chapter. Seventh verse, you see. Jadi dasyasi me kaman varangstam varadarsaha kamanang hrudi asangrahaṁ bhavatastu brune varam. This boon he asked for.
Oh my Lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray from your Lordship that within the core of my heart there be no material desires.
There will be no material desire at any time. Yes, this is the prayer. Prayer. Otherwise, one cannot give it up. One cannot give it up. Very strong desire. You understand? These are instructions. Mahajanas' instructions. They are Mahajanas. And also, Upadeshamrita. Upadeshamrita. Rupa Goswami is Upadeshamrita. Instruction, nectar of instruction is there. Six arches are there. And one who can tolerate it, he become Goswami, and he can accept disciples throughout the world. Vasa begum manasaha, krodha begum, juha begum, udara upastha begum, etan piganjo visahita dhira, sarva apimang prithivin, so sisyat. You have? Yes.
One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, the tongue, belly, and the genital.
Genital. Six types of objects, yes.
Is known as a Goswami and is qualified to accept disciples all over the world.
All over the world. The servitor. Understand? So all Mahajanas, Sadhu Mahajanas, they have taught us how to tolerate it, and no other way is there. Just pray to the Supreme Lord. Harihe prapanche padiya agati haiya na dekhi upayo aro prapanche padiya. Upayo aro agati ragati charane sarana tumare korinu saro agati ragati charane sarana tumare korinu saro param gyanu kichu nahi moro sadhan bhajan nai amogyanu kichu nahi moro sadhan bhajan nai tumi kripamayo ami to kangalo ohetu ki kripa chai tumi kripamayo. Vakya mano bego, krodha jiva bego, udara upastha bego. Vakya mano bego, krodha jiva bego, udara upastha bego. Miliya e sabo, sansare bhasaye, diteche paramad bego. Miliya e sabo, sare bhasaye, nite se paramad bego. যতনি সেসব ধর্মনি ছাড়িয়াছি আশা আমি ফের নাথ ডাকিত নাম এখন বর সাত মি অনাথের এখন বর সাত মি অনাথের নাথ ডাকিত নাম এখন বর সাত মি অনাথের হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর হরি হে প্রপঞ্চে পড়িয়া অবতি হইয়া না দেখি উপায় অগতি রগতি চরণে শরণ তোমারে করি নুসার ইউ হ্যাভ ট্রান্সলেশন
ও লর্ড হরি হ্যাভিং ফলন হেল্পলেসলি ইনটু দি ইলুশন অফ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড আই সি নো আদার মিন্স অফ ডেলিভারেন্স বাট ইউ ইউ আর দি অনলি রিকোর্স ফর দ্য হেল্পলেস আই অ্যাকসেপ্ট দ্য শেল্টার অফ ইওর লোটাস ফিট অ্যাজ এসেনশিয়াল
ইয়েস পরম জ্ঞান কিছু নাহি মোর সাধন ভোজন নাহি তুমি কৃপাময় আমি তো কাঙ্গাল হইত কি কৃপা চাই
devotion to you has remained distant from me in this heart of mine dwells only envy and malice towards others false pride hypocrisy deceitfulness and the desire for fame and honor
activity, I have no knowledge, I am devoid of knowledge, I have no sadhana, no bhajan, nothing. I am such a rascal, most degraded, you understand, wretch I am. You are ocean of mercy, O Lord Hari. I am very greedy for your mercy. Please shower your causeless mercy on me. I have nothing that I can deserve it. But I only beg for it. You understand? This is the prayer. Bhakya mano beg akro. Here it says, Bhakya mano beg akro dho jyoha bego. Udara upastha bego. Milya yesabha sansare bhajaye. Diteche paramud bego.
I have not been able to give up any of these attachments. Thus my own fault have been my downfall. My birth as a human being has been wasted. O Lord Hari, what am I to do now?
Wrong verse. You're reading wrong verse. What are you reading?
The powerful urges of speech, mind, anger, tongue, and genitals have banded together to cast me adrift on the sea of this material world. Thus causing me great anxiety and trouble.
I cannot tolerate it. Very strong impulse, he says, six types of impulses or urges. I have no strength to tolerate it. They are just drifting me, make me float in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence, putting me in all trouble. What to do? অনেক যতনে সেসব দমনে ছাড়িয়েছি আশা আমি অনাথের নাথ ডাকি তব নাম এখন ভরসা আসুনি
After great endeavor to subdue these material demands, I have completely given up all hope. The Lord of the destitute, I call upon your holy name, for now you are my only shelter.
I tried my best, to tolerate all this strong urges, but I failed. Now I am giving up all hope. Only now you are the Lord, the protector, the destitute, anatha, anatha. Now I am completely surrendered to your holy name. Yes, you are only shelter now. I am completely surrendered and take to chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is the only record. If you chant your name, a pantsless name, definitely you will get Krishna prema. Do you understand? Mukhya pathe jiva pai Krishna prema dhana. Niraparadhe nam loile pai prema dhana. If your chanting is offenseless, niraparadha, pure, definitely you will develop Krishna prema. Develop Krishna prema, then your only attraction is Krishna. All beautiful Syam Sundar form will appear before you always, you see. Only beautiful form of Syam Sundar. If you are chanting pure name, offenseless, there will be no, only attraction. No attraction towards Maya will be there. Maya will seem to be very ugly witch. Understand, Premji, when beautiful Syam Sundar form you will see, then Maya will appear very ugly witch. How can you look at Maya? This is the only thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, only I have given up all hope, so now I am completely surrendered unto you, O Lord Hari, special surrender to your holy name. Now take to chanting your holy name. That is the only recourse. Do you understand? This Narottamdas Thakur says, these are enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madam, Asajya, six enemies are there. Do you understand? And you are surrounded with six enemies. Ripurvose asoha. You are surrounded with six enemies. If you will be surrounded with enemies, how can you go ahead? You cannot. But how to deal with these enemies? That's the question. Kama krishnarpane, krodha bhakta dveshi jane, lobha sadhu sange harikatha, moho ishta labha vine mada krishna guna gane, nirukta karibo jatha tatha. Narottamdas Thakur, Prem Bhakti Chandrika, says like that. Understand? Narottamdas Thakur's instruction. Kama krishnarpane krodha bhakta dveshi jane. Sadhu Sange Hari Kotha. Lobha Sadhu Sange Hari Kotha. Moho Ishto Labho Vini Mada Krishna Gunagane. The purport is that a bhakta who is a devotee, a Vaishnava, who cultivates bhakti, you understand, engaged in cultivation of bhakti, is not takes any separate, makes any separate endeavor how to subdue these six types of enemies. Kama, krodha, lobha, moho, mada, mascharya. These are six types of enemies. Kama means lust. Krodha, anger. Lobha, greed. Moha, delusion. Mada, madness. Kama, krodha, lobha, moho, mada, mascharya, enviousness. Envy. These are six types of enemies. Do you understand? You have to subdue these enemies. Do you understand? You are surrounded with six types of enemies. They cannot allow to make forward, make march ahead this path of devotional service. So, how can you subdue? The means is given here. Uttamdas Thakur says, one who is a Vaishnava, one who is a devotee, your devotee, he never makes any separate endeavor to subdue these enemies. No, don't make any separate endeavor. Only he makes endeavor how to develop pure devotion, Shuddha Bhakti. Only makes. As soon as you develop pure devotion, automatically all these enemies become your friend. They become your friend. They lost desires. Your heart is completely filled with it. How to utilize this lust? Kama Krishna Arpani. Offer it to Krishna. You understand? As Prahlad Maharaj begs for the mercy. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers prayer. You understand? So, utilize that lust. A lusty person is very busy, enthusiastic, how to satisfy his lusty desires. Isn't it? So many ways. So utilize all your lusty desires. Become very enthusiastic how to serve Krishna. You understand? More and more, render more and more loving service. Give all enjoyment, all happiness to Krishna. Just engage yourself. Use your lust in that way. Render service to Krishna, who is transcendental Cupid. You are using your lust to serving material Cupid, isn't it? Now engage it in serving transcendental Cupid, Krishna, Madan Mohan. Understand? That's the instruction. Then krodha, anger. Krishna, Krishna, bhakti, Krishna, bhakta, dvesi. Krodha, anger, great enemy. Srimad-Bhagavad-Gita says, kama, krodha, lobha, edatrayam, tejat, teja, traya, narkasya, dvara. Give up these three. Kama, krodha, lobha, lust, anger, greed. Give up these three. If you will be affected with these three, then your door towards hell is opened. Narottamdas Thakur says, how to utilize this? Krodha, Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakta Dvesi Jane. A Vaishnava, a sadhu, a devotee, he never becomes angry. Well, and how he utilizes anger? He utilizes anger, he becomes angry towards a person who blasphemes Krishna Bhakta Vaishnavas, blasphemes Krishna. Who is against Krishna Bhakti, he utilizes anger towards him, becomes angrier at him, otherwise he never becomes angry. This is the proper utilization of anger. As for example, Hanumanji, great sadhu, you understand? Hanumanji is a great sadhu, yes, but he became so angry towards Ravan, who kidnapped the wife of his master, beloved master Lord Ram, became very angry. This is proper utilization of anger. And he burnt his golden Lanka into ashes. Yes. Such anger. You understand? You follow. And Ravana had taken Sita and kept in a very nice garden named Asoka Kanana. Very nice, beautiful, lovely, more than the Nandan Kanan of Indradeva, heavenly king. Such that garden was keeping Sita. But when Hanuman went there, he was so angry. Eyes were red hot, like red hot. Eyes were red hot, so angry. In that garden, varieties of flowers or flower plants, fruit trees were there. Varieties, fruit trees, flower, varieties of flower, different colors. Nice. But his eyes are so red. Because of anger, everything looked red to him. Everything looked red. Never seen them right. One said only red. Because so angry. Utilizing anger was Ravan, was great Pasundi. You understand? Who kidnapped Ram's wife, Ram, who is most beloved master. He's so sad. Sadhu utilizes anger towards such a person. Blasphemy is Vaishnavas, blasphemy is Krishna, and who is against Krishna Bhakti. That's proper utilizing anger. Otherwise, anger is enemy. Lobha sadhu sangye hari katha. This greed, one should develop greed, how to do more and more sadhu sangha and hear more and more Krishna katha, nectarian Krishna katha from the lips of sadhu. That is the only. One should develop greed for it, otherwise material greed will take you to hell. Understand? Moha ishta deva bhagavan ka sevala bahlana katrata, delusion. My ishta, the lord of my heart, is Krishna. But I cannot render any service to him. I cannot render any service to him. Just cry in your heart. In that way, you, it lies your moha. Yes. Madhav matata, madness, craziness. Do you understand? Matata, Bhagavan gunagamre. Become mad, glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. His name, fame, qualities, pastimes. Become mad after it. Just lies your madness in this sense. Do you understand? That preferable lies. Masarya, envy. Vaishnava is not envious at all. Vaishnava is non-envious. Envy cannot touch him. Who is envious is a demon. He is not a bhakta, not a devotee, not a Vaishnava at all. You understand? He never becomes envious of any body if he makes advancement in spiritual path. Rather, he begs for his mercy and develops love for him, and he cries, how I can develop such, makes such advancement. He never becomes envious. Vaishnava is non-envious. Nirmasraṁ sadāṁ vidyam. Otherwise, nobody can understand the Bhāva-dharma tattva if he becomes envious. In this way, you can subdue the enemies. Then you can make advancement in this path of devotional service. So many instructions are there. In Srimad Bhagavatam you'll find many places. 11th canto. 11th canto Bhagavatam says there is a Lord Krishna's instruction. Padapi juvati bhikkhur nastu se dharabhimapi spruṣam karivabaddhi dekari nyanga saṅgataha. Even a muni or rusi who is doing tapasya, severe austerity and penance, he should not see the form of a wooden form of a woman. Understand? Wooden form. In the bazaar, marketplace, those who are selling sari, they have made wooden forms of women. Put in showcase. The wooden form of woman has put on very nice sari, isn't it? Isn't it? You look at it. Wooden form. Bhagavan Krishna says, even such muni should not look at the wooden form of a woman, should not touch that wooden form with his feet. Don't touch it. Because of this touch sensation, you will be entrapped. Very strong elephant becomes entrapped because of touch sensation. Yes, very strong elephant becomes entrapped by the hunter of this touch sensation. Yes. Those who catch elephant, what they do? In the jungle, they dig a very deep ditch. Do you understand? Very big ditch. So in the middle, a high place is there, elevated. They put a trained, sea elephant there. It's trained sea elephant. And the ditch is covered with soft grass. It is completely covered. And the herd of elephants come out from the jungle. At that time, sea elephant produces a sound that by sea indicates, I am here, come and enjoy sex with me. This elephant came. They come, do you understand? And now, orgy is very, impulse is very strong, sexual orgy. They run to that sea elephant. They are standing on that elevated ground in the ditch. But the ditch is there, there is deep ditch covered. When they go there for this first sensation, fall down in the deep ditch, then the hunter bound them strong rope and they are entrapped. You understand? Similarly, because of the toss sensation, you will become entrapped. You understand? So, instruction is, even Muni, Rushi should not touch the wooden form of a woman with his feet. Don't do it. If you do, then that sensation will arise, the strong sexual urge will arise. Then you will become trapped. Kasthanari spasajaiche upujaya vikar chaitanya chartamrita says. Yes. What to speak of the touching, the wooden form of woman. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Yes. Going to bazaar and looking at the wooden form of woman putting on. Nice sari, oh, very nice sari. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. If you do it, your mind will be agitated. Understand? Mind will be agitated. So you'll find such instruction there. This is 11th canto, 8th chapter, 14th verse. Nādi gacha sthriyam prāgyam karīcin mṛtya mātmana vādhīkei saha sahanyet gadeir annir gadeirathā. Who is a wise man, intelligent man, he should not at any time touch a woman. Soon at any time touch a woman, come in contact with a woman, because this coming in contact with a woman is opening your door to hell or to death. Definitely you'll meet death. Because a very strong elephant, how he becomes captured. Because of the sense, touch sensation, he becomes mad after this touch sensation. He runs there and then falls in the ditch, is captured. Similarly, if you cannot overcome this touch sensation, and you'll become mad how to touch a woman. As a result, you'll be killed by the paramour of that woman. Yes, killed, yes. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur giving comments in this verse says, uncontrolled senses, a person of uncontrolled senses, not controlled senses, seeing a woman, immediately thinks, the object of my enjoyment. Yes, immediately that desire crops up in the mind, in the heart. That is quite natural, quite natural. Therefore, one of the synonyms of this woman is Josit. Josit means object of enjoyment. As soon as a man sees a uncontrolled senses, man with uncontrolled senses but are not controlled, immediately this desire crops up in his mind, is object of my enjoyment. Therefore he runs behind him. He runs behind her. You understand? But she has a paramour. If you go to her, touches her, paramour is there, who will come and kill you. Definitely you'll meet death. Don't do it. Yes, understand. Don't welcome death, Mr. Premji. Don't welcome death. Conquer this touch sensation. Eighth canto of Bhagavatam. Bhagavan, Supreme Lord says, Vishwasam pandita dhatu kamini sunodati. 899. find out verse 8, 9, 9. Read the verse. Yes, Bhagavan Vacha. Whole verse read.
From English or Sanskrit?
Sanskrit. Jatu kamini suno jati. Alright, that's the verse, yes.
Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini.
Mohini, yes.
Told the demons. O sons of Kashyapa Muni, I am only a prostitute.
I am only a prostitute, yes.
How is it that you have so much faith in me?
You have so much faith in me, yes, yes.
A learned person never puts his faith in a woman.
Yes, Tanaka Pandit says, Vishwasam vaivadayate strisu raja kulesu cha. A wise, intelligent man should not put faith in a woman or in a political person. Politician, isn't it? Vishwasam vaivadayate strisu raja kulesu. Bhagavata says, and same thing. Then, sixth canto of Bhagavata says, 6th, 18, 42 verse. Nahi kaschit priyastrinam anjasa sriyatmanam patim putram bhrataram va granthyarthe ghatayanti
cha. To satisfy their own interests,
yes,
women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them.
Yes, they appear like that, a deal. They pretend, yes. Some guests or sponsors there as a very dear, yes, yes.
But no one is actually dear to them.
No one is actually dear to them, no.
Women are supposed to be very saintly, but for their own interest, they can kill even their husbands, sons, or brothers.
And
cause them to be killed by others.
By others, yes. Is nature of a woman. 9, 14, 37 verse also. Many places we find. 9, 14, 37. Striyohiya karuna krura durmasa priyasasa gyantyar parthyapi visraddham patim bhadrang pyudaha. 9, 14, 37. Yes. Striyohiya karuna.
Women as a class are merciless and cunning.
Merciless and cunning, yes.
They cannot tolerate even a slight offense.
Yes.
For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious.
Yes.
And therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother.
Yes. So? Fifth canto. 5, 6, 4. Patir jayeva pushali. Many places you can see in Srimad Bhagavatam. 5, 6, 4. Yes, yes.
An unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours. And it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramour.
By her paramour, yes.
If the yogi gives his mind a chance, he does not restrain it. His mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger and greed. And they will doubtlessly kill the yogi.
So, unchaste wife and uncontrolled mind are same. Understand? Premji, yes, control your mind. Unchaste wife and uncontrolled mind are same. Consequence is death. You'll be killed. Understand? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the same thing. Yatha kruta viswasasya patyo uschali jaya jaranam mavakasam datta padingahatayati. Same thing he says. 6th canto, 18th chapter, 39 verse. 39, 40, 41, 42 verse also you can see. 6:18. Yes. Yes.
Kasyapa Muni thought, alas, I have now become too attached to material enjoyment. Taking advantage of this, my mind has been attracted by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a woman, my wife.
Yes.
Therefore, I am surely a wretched person who will glide down toward hell.
Next verse.
This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature. And therefore she is not to be blamed. But I am a man. Therefore all condemnation upon me.
Upon me, yes.
I am not
condemnation upon you. Isn't it? You just see a piece of rope lying there. But it appears to you as a snake. Then you become afraid. Is it fault lies with the rope or with you? Both! Fault lies with you. Fault is not with the rope. Same thing it says. Read it again. Very important verse.
This woman, my wife, has adopted a means that follows her nature. And therefore she is not to be blamed.
Not to be blamed.
But I am a man. Therefore all condemnation upon me.
Upon me. Why I became attached? Yes. Why I become now self-restraint? Why? Become self-restraint.
I am not at all conversant with what is good for me, since I could not control my senses.
My senses, yes. All lies with me, not with the woman. Next verse.
A woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn.
Yes.
Her words are very sweet, and they give pleasure to the ear. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp.
Extremely sharp.
Like the blade of a razor.
Blade, sharp razor, yes. Heart is like that, yes.
In these circumstances, who could understand the dealings of a woman?
Which verse is that?
To satisfy their own interests, women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them.
Yes.
But no one is actually dear to them.
Yes.
Women are supposed to be very saintly, but for their own interest, they can kill even their husbands, sons, or brothers, or cause them to be killed by others.
By parama, by her parama, Eight kind of heart also, you see. 8, 9, 9, 10. Supreme Lord's instruction. Yeah, like, read it again.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini.
Told
the demons, O sons of Kasyapa Muni, I am only a prostitute.
I am only a prostitute, yes.
How is it that you have put, that you have so much faith in me?
Yes.
A learned person never puts his faith in a woman.
Next verse.
O demons, as monkeys, jackals and dogs are unsteady in their sexual relationships, and want newer and newer friends every day.
Yes.
Women who live independently seek new friends daily.
Independently, who stay independently, woman. Yes.
Friendship with such a woman is never permanent.
Never.
This was the opinion of learned scholars.
Learned scholars. That's four. Instruction is, women should not be given independence. No. This is always under control of man. Husband, yes. That's instruction. Ninth canto Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, text 36 to 38, you read. So many places in the Bhagavatam. 9, 14. Yes, Urvasi, yes, Urvasi says.
Urvasi said, my dear king, sober, don't allow the senses to overcome you like foxes.
Yes.
Don't let the foxes eat you.
Mm.
In other words, you should not be controlled by your senses.
Mm.
Rather, you should know that the heart of a woman is like that of a fox.
That of a fox? Heart of a woman is like that of a fox, yes.
There is no use making friendship with women.
Mm. 36. 37.
Women as a class are merciless and cunning.
Mm.
They cannot tolerate even a slight offense.
Yes.
For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious.
Mm.
And therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother.
38.
Women are very easily seduced by men.
Mm.
Therefore, polluted women give up the friendship of a man who is their well-wisher and establish false friendship among fools.
Yes.
Indeed, they seek newer and newer friends, mm. one after another.
Yes. You understand? Mm. 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 All right. So many are there. Mm. Mm. Sixth kind of heart also will find. Hmm. Chitraketu. Hmm. Sun. Hmm. Says that then Admuni and Parbatamuni. Isn't it right there? Huh? Angiramun came and gave it to life and speaking to him. Yatha vastuni panyani himadini tadastataha parjatanti narisvevo jivaduni sukartusu nitya syarthasya samandho ye nitya drusyate nrusu javad jasya hi samandho mamattam tava devahi. All right, you find out? 616, text 6 and 7. Yatha vastuni panyani himadini tadastata parjatanti narisvevam jiva juni sukartusu nitya swarthasya samandho yanityo drusyate nrusu javajasya hi samandho mamattam tavadevahi.
Just as gold and other commodities are continually transferred from one place to another in due course of purchase and sale, so the living entity, as a result of its fruitive activities, wanders throughout the entire universe, being injected into various bodies in different species of life by one kind of father after another.
One kind of father, mother. Father, mother, after another father and mother, in this way. Purport is there? Read purport.
It has already been explained that Chitraketu's son was his enemy in a past life.
Yes.
And now had appeared as his son just to give him more severe pain.
Yes.
Indeed, the untimely death of a son caused severe lamentation for the father.
Mm.
One may put forward the argument, if the king's son was his enemy, how could the king have so much affection for him?
So, enemy has come to you as father and son. Now you have developed so much affection to him. Yes.
In answer, the example is given that when someone's wealth falls into the hands of his enemy, the money becomes the enemy's friend.
Yes.
Then the enemy can use it for his own purposes. Indeed, he can even use it to harm its previous owner.
Yes.
Therefore, the money belongs neither to the one party nor to the other.
Yes.
Money is always money, but in different situations it can be used as an enemy or a friend.
Yes.
As explained in Bhagavad Gita, it is not by any father or mother that the living entity is given his birth. The living entity is completely separate identity from the so-called father and mother. By the laws of nature, the living entity is forced to enter into the semen of a father and be injected into the womb of the mother. He is not in control of selecting what kind of father he will accept.
Yes.
Prakriti Kriyamanamani. Laws of nature force him to go to different fathers and mothers, just like a consumer commodity that is purchased and sold. Therefore, the so-called relationship of father and son is an arrangement of prakriti or nature. It has no meaning, and therefore it is called illusion. Same living entity sometimes take shelter of an animal father and mother.
Yes.
And sometimes a human father and mother.
Mother, yeah.
Sometimes he accepts a father and mother among the birds.
Mm.
Sometimes he accepts a demigod father and mother. Sri
mm.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmande Brahmate Kanya Bhagavanji, Guru Krishna Prasari Paya Bhakti Lada.
These are who?
Harassed life after life by the laws of nature,
mm.
the living entity wanders throughout the entire universe,
mm.
different planets and different species of life.
Mm.
Somehow or other, if he is fortunate enough, he comes in touch with a devotee
mm.
who reforms his entire life.
Mm.
Then the living entity goes back home, back to Godhead.
Mm.
Therefore it is said, Janame Janame Sabe Kita Matapaya, Krishna Guru Nani Mile
Bhagavad.
In the transmigration of the soul through different bodies,
mm.
everyone in every form of life, be it human, animal, tree or demigod,
mm.
gets a father and mother.
Mm.
This is not very difficult.
Mm.
The difficulty is to obtain the bona fide spiritual master and mm. Krishna.
Mm.
Therefore, the duty of a human being is to capture the opportunity
mm.
to come in touch with Krishna's representative,
mm.
the bona fide spiritual master.
Mm.
Under the guidance of the spiritual master, spiritual father, one can return home and back to Godhead.
Hmm. So material relationship, bodily relationship, father and son relationship, husband and wife relationship, friend relationship, master servant relationship, based on bodily relationship, material relationship, this is temporary. You understand? And one soon not develop so much attachment, this relationship. Material father, mother, material husband and wife, material friend, material master, servant. But you understand, the example is this, money, all commercial commodities, passing from one hand to another. You understand? But relationship with Guru and Krishna is not material relationship. It is eternal, perfect, eternal, loving relationship. Do you understand? One should not give up that relationship. One should give up material, bodily relationship. But don't give up this perfect, eternal, loving relationship with Krishna and Guru. Do you understand? That is not material relationship. Because cannot be treated as mercantile commodities. You understand? Hmm. So, Jiva, Jivatma eternal. Atma has no birth and death. But embodied Jiva is embodied, is encased in the middle body. Develops bodily, conceives on life, his relationship with so-called material father and mother, that is temporary material relationship. Do you understand? But relationship with Krishna and Guru is not material relationship, it's perfect, eternal, loving relationship. That should not be given up. But material relationship should be given up. Because of that relationship, one should not develop so much attachment. That's big enough. Do you understand? This is what is teaching here. Prabhupada explained very nicely in his purport also. So, the more strong attachment one develops, the attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna, attachment to Guru and Gauranga, becomes more and more strong. Much stronger your attachment towards this material objects of sense enjoyment or material bodily relations will become lesser and lesser, and finally it will be finished. Completely you'll develop detachment towards, more the attachment towards lotus feet of Krishna and Guru and Gauranga was more and more, much stronger, stronger. Then this attachment will be lesser and lesser. This is the only way how to conquer this attachment or lusty desires or material desires. Do you understand? Conquer it. Otherwise, one cannot conquer it. It's a very strong impulse. Very strong. Otherwise, no other means is there. This is the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai.
In rendering the services to the cause of Lord Krishna?
We should not establish bodily material relationship. We should establish relationship based on relationship with perfect eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Who is husband? He is Krishna Das. Who is wife? He is Krishna Dasi. Both the goal of husband and wife is to serve Krishna, render loving service to Krishna, give him all enjoyment and all pleasure. Not to their personal enjoyment to pleasure. That should be our goal. If we do that, then that they are not material, that is not material relationship. That turns into perfect, eternal, loving relationship. And we have to establish that relationship. Then this is all right. Otherwise, dangerous. This material relationship is dangerous. The consequence of that. This is the conclusion. Yes.